Now let's take a listen to your stories from inside the booth of San Francisco's StoryCorps.
There is nothing that I think lights up my life like having found something that no one else in the world has ever found before. The thrill of discovery.
Meet Dr. Ernest Marquez. After graduating from Fresno State in 1972 with a PhD, he worked at the National Institutes of Health until 2008.
Really what I've done primarily is to work to increase the diversity of the U.S. workforce, scientific workforce. And for that, I've been grateful forever.
Marquez, who is a Mexican-American, tells his friend Judith Camacho what it was like to enter an industry in which he was a minority.
In the biology department at Fresno State, I was the only Chicano guy there, the only one. They were in sociology classes, and they were in other classes, but not in science. So I thought, wow, this is really something. I think the experiences sort of persisted throughout the rest of my life. And even today at the National Institutes of Health where I work, I'm one of a few, which is not unusual. But once I came to the National Institutes of Health, my focus really was on, you know, how do we get people healthier? To do that, we need practitioners in the field who understand the culture, who understand the language, who... And this goes for all people. You know, it depends on where they are, and their cultures can be different even if you're white. The culture that we have in New Orleans versus San Francisco versus the Dakotas is different. So the requirements for health are a little bit different as well. And so that kind of cultural knowledge, I think, is necessary for anybody who wants to go into these neighborhoods and actually practice medicine or help in any way. They've got to understand people as they are. Bridging the cultures for me was not difficult. I do it all the time. I do it with my wife, you know, because we are from different cultures, but we have a common ground that we share, and that encompasses both things. She loves Mexican food. She loves Mexican music. You know, when I listened to her uncle play opera and sing opera, I thought, this is fantastic, you know. So I can appreciate, I think, and maybe that's what it takes, is an appreciation of people's cultures. No matter where you are, if you walk into them, look around and appreciate them. And I think that's the importance, for me at least, importance.